Hey there, today is Free Ride Friday, where we give away a free ride to the $100 MBA. You too can win a free ride. All you got to do is give us an iTunes rating and review, and you enter the weekly draw to win a free ride to our training and community online. Learn more at 100mba.net/show. So make sure you hang on to the end of the episode to see who won this week's free ride. Let's jump right into today's episode. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where learning business feels good like a warm pair of jeans out of the dryer, with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn what makes a great leader. I'm going to go over the 10 most important things you need to have to be a great leader. And every great business needs a great leader behind it. So let's get down to business. All right, so being a great leader is so important because you're gonna be leading your whole business, and your leadership is a reflection of your business. You need to make sure that your business is led the right way. So I'm gonna go over 10 essentials that I think every great leader must have. And I'm going to explain how those 10 qualities reflect in your business. All right, so number one on the top of the list is honesty. It doesn't matter how you choose to live your life, your faith, what you believe in. Honesty is the cornerstone of any great leader. Your business and its employees or the people that work with you is a reflection of yourself. So honesty and ethical behavior is a key value you need to hold as a leader. In organizational management and psychology, they talk a lot about the culture of a business, a culture of an organization. And a lot of the culture, meaning how people feel, the lifestyle of the business, depends on how the leader leads other people. And honesty has a lot to do with that. Is it an honest place? Do people feel comfortable? Do they feel like the organization is transparent with them, that they know what they're getting, they know what to expect? So being honest about what's going on in your business, your standards, what you expect of other people, this is so important. And just generally being an honest person and not lying to people to avoid problems or conflict. All right, that was number one. Number two is the ability to delegate. Delegating tasks to the appropriate people or departments is one of the most important skills you can develop as a business builder. This includes emails or tasks on your task list. You need to know who is the best to delegate those tasks to. There are things you will have to do, but there are other people that are better at certain tasks than you are, and you need to delegate those tasks to them. And that could be something simple as a logo design or a website design or editing a podcast or a video. Yes, you could do it yourself and learn and do it yourself if you'd like to, but maybe if you want a better result or save time so you can focus on things that you're good at, you delegate that task to them. The key to delegation is identifying the strengths of others, the other people that you have access to. That could be employees, that could be coworkers, that could be partners, that could be people that you are outsourcing to, and capitalize on their strengths. You'll find that those people might find the tasks that you don't like doing are enjoyable to them because they love doing them. So make them happy and give it to them. It also frees you up so you can plan more as a leader, make decisions with a clear mind. All right, number three. Number three, I think, is very important, and a lot of people kind of skip this one. Great leaders have a great sense of humor. Even if you look back in history, one of my favorite leaders is Thomas Jefferson. And Thomas Jefferson is known for a sense of humor. It's this dry, sarcastic sense of humor. But he was funny. People thought he was funny. And in his memoirs, he's actually quite humorous. Having a sense of humor really makes people comfortable. It makes people feel like they're in a place or they're being led by somebody that's lighthearted and has perspective. How do you deal with certain problems or situations? Do you panic or do you take it lightly and understand that this is just an isolated problem that will pass and will be solved? Remember, morale is linked to productivity. So if people feel good, they feel like they're being led by somebody that has a sense of humor, that's fun, that has a smile on their face, they're gonna be more productive. They're gonna feel more happy to be around this person and to be led by this person. Encourage other people to smile and to laugh. I know that sounds crazy, but tell, hey, smile, what's going on? How's everything going? If you smile, they'll smile. And smiling is not just in person. It could be over an email, in the tone of your email. It could be by voice or on a Skype call. So make sure that you have a sense of humor, you keep it upbeat, and be happy. You'll find a sense of humor will pay off big time when leading in your business. Number four, communication. Communicating what is expected from others is so important, and what's expected of you, so people understand what they should expect from you and what they should be doing on their own. Being able to clearly and concisely describe what you want to be done is extremely important. You need to make sure that you're always relating and communicating the vision of your business and every individual task to the people that you're working with, because you want to make sure everybody's working towards the same goal. That the end of the puzzle, that what the puzzle looks like when it's completed, when the chair from IKEA, once it's assembled, what is it supposed to look like? You guys are all looking at the same end result. It's not a different chair or a different puzzle. Excuse me for the strange analogies, but that's what I mean. You need to make sure that everybody understands what the end goal looks like and it matches your own. Communication is key. This also includes when you're training new people that come on. A lot of you might be thinking about hiring a virtual assistant, and you got to train this person and understand that communication is key. And they say you cannot over communicate. So make sure that communication is a part of your leadership toolkit. Number five, confidence. I don't know an effective leader that's not confident. Please don't mix up confidence with cockiness or arrogance. But confidence is important, so it ensures that everyone else on the team maintains their morale. Remember that other people are looking at you for guidance. They're looking at you as a leader of the team that you're running, as a leader of the business. Is this person confident in what's going on? If they are, I feel comfortable. I feel like I'm in a safe place. If there is a lack of confidence, people worry. You don't want people to worry, because then they're going to start thinking, maybe this is not a great place to work. Maybe this is not a good person to work for. Maybe this is not for me. Maybe this is not good for my future. Save yourself all those headaches and make sure that you are confident. It doesn't mean that you're invincible. It doesn't mean that you won't have fears or worries, but know that you can go through those things over time, that you can do it. Number six, commitment. Every great leader is committed to what they do. Every great leader is committed to great work. And when others see that you have a high level of commitment, you'll gain their respect and they'll be just as committed. Your commitment is also your word. As a leader, if you tell somebody that's in your team that if such and such happens, if you do X, then you'll receive Y, you gotta make sure they receive Y. That could be time off, that could be money, it could be whatever. But your commitment, your word, means a whole lot to the people that you're leading. Number seven, a positive attitude. You wanna keep your team motivated. You want to keep energy levels up, whether that means, providing some sort of pizza party or just giving advice to somebody that needs the advice. Make sure you have a positive attitude and make sure that you put in a positive attitude into the mood of the office or your organization or your business. The positivity is something that is a cornerstone of what you're all about. If your team is happy and upbeat, chances are they're not going to mind working a little harder or a little longer to finish something they need to finish. Number eight, intuition. When leading a team through uncharted waters, there is no roadmap on what to do. Everything is kind of uncertain when you're doing something for the first time. There's gonna be risks, there's gonna be pressure. Sometimes you just gotta use your intuition, use your gut, your natural instincts. You can't second guess yourself every 5 seconds. You gotta make a decision and just act. And then if it's not the right decision, no problem. Learn from it, move on, make another decision. Intuition is very important. Number nine, creativity. Great leaders are creative. That doesn't mean that they can paint like Picasso. It means that they're thinking outside the box. They don't immediately choose the first or easiest possibility to solve something. They're always looking for different ways to do things, the best way to do things, the most efficient way. They don't like to make rash decisions. They like to make smart decisions. Creative leaders are trying to innovate and do things that are not only different, but effective. And when other people come up with ideas in their team, they don't say that's a horrible idea or don't come up with ideas. They say that's a good idea. Keep thinking of ideas. Even when they're not great, encourage them to keep on thinking of different ideas, coming up with different solutions. When a leader has creativity, they value creativity and they nurture creativity in their team. All right, 10, last but not least, the ability to inspire. Especially in the beginning stages when you're starting up your business and you have people to manage, people to inspire, maybe even just people you're working with that you're outsourcing work to. You have to inspire them. You have to make sure that they see your vision. Make sure your team feels invested in the accomplishments that they're going to do for your business, whether they're a part owner of the business or they just operate on a commission basis. Generating enthusiasm for hard work will put you in a better place. Being able to inspire your team is critical to being successful. It's your job as the leader to go first and inspire. It's your job as a leader to keep the spirits up and make sure that their hard work is appreciated. All right, guys, to sum up my top 10 or my 10 most important qualities a leader must have is honesty, number one. Number two is the ability to delegate. Number three, a sense of humor. Number four, communication. Number five, confidence. Number six, a commitment, the feeling of commitment, the sense of commitment. Your word, then you stick to it. Number seven, a positive attitude. Number eight, intuition. Number nine, creativity. And number 10, the ability to inspire. All right, it's that time where we announce this week's Free Ride Friday winner. And the winner is Sarah Spear from New Zealand. Sarah says, great show, 5 stars. Omar brings enthusiasm and knowledge to this 10 minutes of business gold every day. I highly recommend. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much for your review. And thank you so much, everybody who's been listening to the show, who's been giving us ratings, reviews, subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, everywhere else. Thank you so much for all your support. We really appreciate it. And as a special bonus, if you give us a rating and review on iTunes, not only will you enter the weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA, but we'll also send you a free gift via email. Just email us at contact@businessrepublic.net and tell us you've subscribed and rated and reviewed our podcast. And we're going to send you a special ebook that has helped so many people teach and present on webinars. Webinars is a big topic we're going to be talking about in the future of the $100 MBA show. But we want to give you this free gift to give you a jump start. If you've already given us a rating and review and subscribed, you get this too. So please email us at contact@100mba.net and we'll send it to you. Guys, if you haven't heard yet, we've launched the LAP program at the $100 MBA, which is an exclusive coaching program that I'm doing with 15 people. I'm going to be personally coaching people with weekly calls, with weekly assignments to make sure they launch their business and make sales. We're actually putting a guarantee on this that you're going to make twice your investment to make sure that you actually make money. You launch a business that makes money, and we're putting our name and our money behind it. If you are interested, there are limited spots, and we've been getting a lot of applications this week, but you can apply at 100mba.net/lab. Our application process is not long. It's actually a quick chat with me to see if you're a good fit for the program. Go ahead and check it out at 100mba.net/lab. Guys, I want to leave you with this. I listed 10 of the most important qualities of a leader today. And if you don't have all these qualities, it's okay. It's okay. I don't have all these qualities 100%. You know, we all have to work on them. These are things that we need to aspire to. And we're always improving. We always have something to improve on. But they're just there to keep you aware of it. That these are things you need to work on as a leader, as a business builder, as a business leader. You need to make sure that that you are conscious about it, that you know that these things exist, and you need to make sure that you are attaining these skills and becoming a better leader every day as you grow your business. Guys, thank you so much for listening again. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.